When I have sex on my own time, I have sex with women. With Helen, in fact. Helen is my lover. So, who's your lover? You must love somebody.
I'm married.
Well, that's an answer.
That's my personal life, which is of no interest to you or anyone else. I'll get those magazines. Mello is a patient.
I learned long ago not to judge. But I do like your wife. And she is down the hall enduring infertility treatments, which is why this all does seem a bit insensitive on your part. If I may be so blunt.
Next time you're blunt, you might also try being right. I hired you because I need an assistant. And because I suspect you might have a gift for the work. That said, if you're uncomfortable with what I'm doing here, speak now and I can make other arrangements.
I'm not sure what it is you're doing.
I'm wiring Mr. Mello to monitor pulse, heart rate, and brain waves to illuminate to my patients and to the general community what happens to the body during sexual stimulation and orgasm. The magazines are to help with the stimulation part because unbeknownst to me, Mr. Mello prefers women, which, to be frank, concerns me because it may, in fact, throw off my data.
Why would it throw off your data? Isn't an orgasm an orgasm?
That is one of the many questions I hope to answer. But as she is my only subject, it really means I have no choice, whatever her orientation. So are you interested in the job or not?
I'm not sure why you chose me.
Instinct.
Even though I don't have a college degree or know anything about biology or anatomy.
I can teach you.
If you picked a female MD, she'd know all of this already.
A woman doctor would never jeopardize her career on such a risky subject.
You're jeopardizing yours?
The study is not approved. So yes, my career is in jeopardy. I'm going ahead anyway.
How can I help?